Good morning. It's Tuesday, the 22nd of June, I believe. This is Peter Donegan, and I'm coming to you live from my garden in Ballybohel. As always, you can follow my blog on w.donneganlandscaping.com. There's three W's in there, by the way. I'm also on twitter.com/Donegan Landscaping. But this morning, I wanted to talk briefly about the bumper harvest fruit crop that I'm going to have in my garden this year. It's a funny thing when you read and you try and imagine how somebody's feeling when they see the amount of fruit that they really are about to have. And it's not so much that, it's the investment that one has put into their garden in order to get that harvest 3 years later. So it's very much a, pardon me for advertising brewing agencies, but it is very, very much a case of nothing added but time. Because I've often called it the cheater's guide to looking green, in that, for example, in my own garden, I have approximately 40, 50 fruit trees. And you put the tree in the ground, and as long as the preparations are done well in advance, as long as you plant a tree perfectly, or as it should be done, and as long as you choose the variety correctly, as in you don't buy the cheapest tree possible, then you shouldn't really have any problems going forward. And in my garden now, at this moment in time, I look at the cherry trees, I look at the cooking apples, I look at the pear trees, I look at the two edible varieties of apples that I have, I look at the peach trees, I look at the fig tree, bar the fig tree because that's still young. And then I go around to the far side of my garden and I look at where I have the black currants and the red currants, and it's now into, you might say, plant first season. So first season doesn't really count. So I skipped the second season intentionally. I never really crop on the second season. I tend to remove the fruit as soon as it gets there, so the energy goes into the tree itself. You know, you'd be kind to the guy. And in the third season, which is now, we're going to take a crop this year. And it's not a large amount of space that's contained, but what it does do is when people pass my garden, it makes me look extremely green, and it is therefore the cheater's guide. Now, in saying that, the preparation and the cost that goes into it is a lot at the very, very start, initially, but after that there's not really a whole lot else for me to do. So, you know, if I was to give anybody a little bit of advice this morning on buying a tree, it's never, I think it's like buying a car. I think you buy the cheapest car, yeah, and then it breaks down, and then you come kind of saying, well, Pete, my tree's looking a bit poorly, you know, what should I do? In my opinion, I've always done two things, especially when it comes to food and fruit trees. It's that I never use chemicals. I try and plant it in the right area. I try and never plant one on its own for no apparent reason. I always felt like trees looked a bit odd when one was planted on its own, or a bit lonely, maybe, if you wish to call it that. But I've always bought well. I've always bought an established plant, not the smallest, not the tallest, oldest guy, but somewhere in the middle. I think there's a, you know, a good-looking tree, one that you look at and you kind of go, God, that's a good-looking fella, and you plant them into your garden. Yeah, well, I've got about 40 of these guys, and I have to say they're coming on really, really, really well. You can hear the birds in the background here in Ballybohel. I took a walk down to the village there at the weekend. I'll put a link up to it. And they had the local family day, the local GA club did. A lot of good people in Ballybohel doing a lot of good work. And myself and a friend of mine run the Ballybohel website, ballybohel.net. You should go there. Some people call it Father Ted's website. I say it looks really well, and a lot of good people in a small town. I think there's a population of about 600 at the last census here. But as I stand on the far side of my garden, I look at the rhubarb that I had recently cropped, if you were reading the blog, and that's after coming on again. Again, the same theory. I didn't really crop that in the first year. I did last year, but not, I think this is the second year off it. But it's come back really, really strong. Good, strong, healthy plants, I have to say. And that's it. Go forth, enjoy, plant your fruit trees, and have a great day. Bye-bye.